The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next.
This Stock and Commodity Report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the Internet at grainfield.com.
It's time for our opening Commodity Market Report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at the opening prices as of about 20 minutes ago on the Kansas City and Chicago Boards of Trade. These did not reflect overnight ACE trade, and we gave the overnight numbers in our pre-opening commodity report an hour ago. September wheat in Kansas City opened this morning at 5.01 a bushel, up 5.5 cents. December, 5.14, up 3. The March wheat in Kansas City up 7.5 on the open at 5.20.5. September wheat in Chicago on the Board of Trade opened at 3.99.5. That's up 2 cents. December, 4.19.5, up 2. March wheat, 4.35.5, up 0.75 cents. And July wheat for next year, 4.51, up 2.25 cents. In the corn pit, September opened this morning at 2.58 a bushel, down 2.75. December, 2.74.5, down 2.25. March of next year's corn, 2.85 1/4, down 2.5. May, 2.93 3/4, down 2.75. July corn, 3.01, down 2.25. December far side corn opened at 3.12 a bushel today, down 1.75. In the bean pit, August opened at 5.98.5, down 4.5. September, 6.05.5, down 5.25. November beans, 6.20, down 5. January of next year, 6.30.5, down 6.25 cents. March, 6.42, down 4.25. In the products, August soybean meal opened at 171.30, down 90 cents. September, 172.70, down 70. August soybean oil opened at 27.20, down 19. The September contract also opened down 19 at 27.45. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeder cattle opened at 113.70, down 52.5. September, 113 even, down 62.5. October feeders opened at 112.50, down 57.5. In the live cattle pit, August opened at 83.20, down 80, and October live cattle at 86.80, down 92.5. Over in the hogs, July lean hogs opened at 70.25, up 12.5, August at 68.20, up 25, and the October opened down 10 at 60.45, December opened at 58.40, down 5. July pork bellies opened at 97 even, unchanged, and August at 94.50, down 15.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The outside commodities, which we mentioned were taking a bit of a hit today, continue to slide. The August gold contract is down almost $20 at $648.50 an ounce. The silver contract for September down 44 cents at $11.09. And crude oil on the New York Exchange for August is down 68 cents a barrel right now at $76.35. Elsewhere, the stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrial Average is at 10,735. That's down 4.5 points. The S&P down 3 at 1233. The U.S. Dollar Index is up 86 at 86.96. The CRB Index is down 5 and change at 352.10. Looking at the current tick on the Board of Trade, the beans are down between 7.5 and 8.5 cents a bushel. The corn is off in the 4 to 5 cent range, and the wheat is taking a slight bit downward turn in Chicago, down a half to a cent and a half, but still up in Kansas City. The September is up 7 cents a bushel. Joining us now to look at the market as we start a new work week is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Yep,
There we go. We just had you down there. Kurt, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. We're new person on the board again this week, so that would be me. Let's take a look at how people are evaluating the extended forecast, I guess, which is probably the biggest player today, at least in the corn and bean pit.
Well, there's some relief on the way, I think, here in the east. As you look at the forecast, the temperatures are some days just going to be high of 80, if not 79. So that's going to give some relief here in the east. Also, too, there's a chance of some so-called shower activity. I don't know if there's really any real organized system. We're talking a tenth, maybe a half inch on 50, 60% coverage. I know each forecaster's got a little different tone, but with the forecast and some relief around the corner here, we're so-called taking some weather premium out. The trade has been long on concern, so we're probably going to do sort of back and fill here today. Then I wouldn't be surprised as we go into midweekend here, see some recovery strength as the market factors some premium back into the marketplace after they see this afternoon's crop conditions report. That's expected to show some further deterioration, especially in the Western Belt where they're just getting hammered by the high temperatures. When you look at the total acreage involved, you look at North Dakota, South Dakota is a little over 6 million acres. Minnesota raises about 7 million acres, Nebraska 8. You just take those states there, that's 21 million acres alone. That's not counting Kansas or the western part of Iowa or Missouri, too. So we're talking close to one-third of the corn crop that's being affected. So weather will continue to be the dominant factor as we go through the month of July for corn, at least.
Have traders maybe factored in some of the expectation of a worse condition report later this afternoon, or is that going to be something that they'll react to in the overnights and into tomorrow?
The trade sort of has the mindset that wheat conditions, spring wheat conditions, can drop anywhere from 2 to 5% from a week ago, and corn and bean conditions 1 to 3% from a week ago. Reason being that the Western Belt is going to show a significant drop, whereas the Eastern Belt is going to show some improvement from the rains we've had here over the last 2 weeks.
Let's look at the technical picture. What's that looking like right now?
Well, the technical picture suggests that the December corn futures here at this 272-270 area is a critical level to hold. Failure to hold that level will go ahead and start kinking some of the sell programs into full mode is in a defensive posture to be seller. So December corn futures need to defend this 270 area today and tomorrow. Soybean futures, this 615 area is halfway back down to the last low at 591. The trade will need to stay above 615 in November futures to keep its trend pointed northward. Then in the wheat, wheat's in a position here. We need to close back above 423 in the December wheat or the December wheat futures to sort of keep them from rolling over too. So there's several points technically to be watching here today to see if the market progresses or not.
The morning pre-opening analysis had mentioned that farmer sales have been kind of scattered. What should a farmer be thinking about? Is this any time to think about moving any old crop?
Yeah, we pretty well recommend cleaning out the old crop, but it's been really frustrating as a producer, landowner, or farm manager dealing with the cash grain market. As the market futures price has moved higher in here, the cash market has failed to follow suit. So we're looking at some historically wide basis in through here, so it's been a real tough one to sort of step up and sell due to the wide basis.
Mm-hmm.
As a producer, I think you got to go ahead, though, for commercial store grain or remaining inventory to use the strength here and to move it. We like sort of getting to where you want to be. If the idea is we move into this fall, one can be replacing some cash sales.
All right.
If you tend not to move in here, you got to be a long-term holder into next year.
All right, thanks, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Grain Field Marketing in Normal. Let's take a quick look back at the market in Chicago. September wheat now up a penny, December up a half, and September Kansas City wheat is up a nickel at $5.25 a bushel. September corn down 4 cents right now at $2.56.60. The December at four at $2.72.60 down four. August beans are down 6¾ cents at $5.96¼. September down 7¼ at $6.03½. Bean meal down 110 at $1.71.10. Bean oil for August down 29 at $27.10. And the cattle are down on the Merck. Lean hogs up about 12½ cents at $70.25. This is WILL, Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next update is at 10:58 Central. Mostly sunny, hot and humid, with a chance of a few thunderstorms in northern Illinois, but elsewhere dry. Highs today between 92 and 99. Muggy and 64 to 74 north to south tonight, with some scattered showers and thunderstorms in northern sections of Illinois and in western Illinois as well. It's about 10 o'clock Central Time.